Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Get it? The Bird Show.
The Pitbull's online one.
What's the Pitbull?
He's very passionate.
You want to pick him up?
No.
Come on.
Dude, given the reason he's calling, I'm not going to pick up the call and tell him you're not available.
You guys bear with us for 1 second.
What?
Jimmy Barron has been trying to get in touch with me for 2 days now. Hello, Jimmy Barron.
I'm sorry. Mr. Weiss, this is his personal assistant. Yeah.
Now, none of us are going to believe that.
Right?
My personal assistant is a Boston Terrier in Sandy Springs.
Jimmy, you're like a pit bull, man. What has happened to you, dude?
Bird Show, the question is, what has happened to you? I mean,
did you break up with my Jimmy, Bert?
No, of course not.
Right. No, he would have his assistant do that.
Yes, I would do that. If I was going to do that, I would be
in a taxi.
Even she's too busy for that. I do that in a text message.
So I get a call the other day, and it's a nice girl, and I forgot her name. You'll forgive me. Hi, Mr. Barron. This is, and I'm Mr. Bert Weiss's assistant.
Oh, my God.
And I won't say what she was asking for.
Okay.
Because of a personal matter. But she said, like, Mr. Weiss would like this, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, I didn't have that information, so I'll call you back. And then I hung up. I'm like, I've known Bert for 17 years. have we not known each other for that long?
Through conventions and then working in Atlanta together. Yeah, it's probably been that long, man.
Yeah, we came.
Daddy's heartbroken.
Yeah, we like grew up in this business together.
Right.
And he's got his assistant calling me. You got to be kidding me.
Well, if it was a deep conversation that I was going to have, then I would have called you. I mean, if it was a personal, like, friend-to-friend conversation, but it was like, it's a quick number. Jimmy has it. Just give him a call. And I got to tell you something. There's no such thing as a quick call with you.
Oh.
And I know this because we have been friends for 17 years, that if you and I get on the phone together, it's going to start around now, and we'll probably be done around 8:30.
Okay, Bert, guilty as charged. Send me an email. Send me a text. It's a great way of getting out of having to talk to me personally, yet still accomplishing the same goal.
I will have my assistant send you an email apologizing today.
Thank you. Something. I can't take any more.
And then it's.
He didn't want to send you an email because he was sitting at the dinner table with Barnes, and that would have been rude.
I apologize if you were offended. I will call you one on one next time.
Even an email.
Maybe you guys will bump into each other at Temple.
That's not likely.
We go at different times. Jimmy goes.
That's right.
There's a temple at Buckhead Church.
I'm just glad that, my listeners know that I've been obsessing over this. I mean, I've canceled big guests just so I could obsess over this.
I know. They both called us.
Yeah, you can hear them on our replay tomorrow morning if you like, those guests.
Okay. All right.
Twist the knife.
Well, you know, I'm glad we got this out.
Okay, we're still friends. Everything's good. And when there's really something important, I promise I will call.
Bert, if you ever have another birthday party for your kids, please invite him.
Was he heard about that? Here we go.
Okay. Oh, wow. Have a good show.
Oh, here's where they go talk about you behind your back.
No. We already did.
I was hurt that I wasn't invited to Hollis's one-year birthday party a year ago where you had 100 people, but don't worry about it. We got to go.
Okay, see ya. I'll have Aaron call you. You guys can talk it out. Bye-bye. He's been trying to get that call for 2 days, though.
Wow. Well, he had to get that out. It was really rubbing him the wrong way.
It was bothering him. And it bothers me that our voices sound so similar. It was almost like having a conversation with myself.
You think you guys sounded like?
I don't think you guys sound alike.
Not at all. Not even close.
No.
He sounds much more professional on radio like than you.
He sounds like a real DJ.
Yeah, he sounds like a radio guy.
You're on The Bert Show. A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.